Hi, I'm Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. Did you know that a prepaid funeral plan is one of the greatest gifts you can give your family? Plan your life celebration in advance to protect your loved ones. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Subaru and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space and an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
It's the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. I'm Camila Kashani. And we have another short episode for you this week. For Memorial Day, we're going to hear from Marine Lance Corporal Travis Williams, an Iraq war veteran. On August 3rd, 2005, his squad was on a rescue mission in Barwana when their caravan hit an improvised explosive device, or IED. He was the only member of his 12-man team that survived.
That morning, we loaded into the vehicle, and I get tapped on the shoulder, and I got told that I need to bounce up to the next vehicle. I said, catch you guys on the flip side. And that was the last thing I ever said to him. Next thing I know, I just hear the loudest explosion. And I see that's my squad's vehicle that got hit. The bomb flipped it upside down. It ripped it completely in half. And everything inside of it was just parts. And we got to wait for the chopper to come recover them. So the guys from the rest of our platoon had to go out there with blankets and cover up these body parts so dogs don't come and grab my friend's arm and have a meal. When I got back into our room for the first time, it was just a mess, you know? We had to spend the next couple days just packing all this shit up and mailing it home to their families. Mailing their letters that they hadn't mailed and cleaning up the dishes that they hadn't cleaned up. And there's dirty laundry. It was all I had left of my friends. And when I got home, I knew that I would meet these guys' parents, their girlfriends and their brothers and sisters. And it's hard because I feel guilty for being the one guy left. But I also feel a responsibility. I better make sure that everybody knows who these guys were, what these guys did. And, you know, I am most proud of not blowing my head off by now. It's just a whole lot easier if you're dead. But that shouldn't be your tribute to your dead friends. When they're looking down on you, they don't want you to be living in the moment that killed them. You made it. You got home. You should honor their memory by living the life that they didn't get to live.
That was Marine Lance Corporal Travis Williams, remembering the 11 men from his squad who were killed in Iraq on August 3rd. 2005. There are days that stick with all of us, and moments that change the direction of our lives, sometimes even the course of history. So for our new season of the StoryCorps podcast, we'll be sharing the stories behind some of these pivotal moments, from a child escaping the Nazis to a White House staffer testifying against his own president. Our new season drops June 13th. This story was produced by Yasmina Guerda, with special thanks to Jorge Rojas. Eleanor Vasili is our senior producer. Our associate producer is Max Youngrice. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. Jasmine Morris is our story consultant. You can head over to storycore.org to see original artwork by Lynn Lucia. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. Catch you in 2 weeks for a whole new season.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.